Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
So, David, that guy who faced a lion and a bear and a giant, that guy, that champion, that guy who was heroic, and everybody in every tent and every village talked about how champion and strong and mighty and heroic David, drops to his knees and he cries, even him, till he has no more tears to weep. That's a lot of crying. And if you study that crying out, it's not just tears of boo-hoo. It's blaming. It's questioning God. Where are you? I mean, it's all of that. Why is this happening to me? That's what it means, crying out like that. Why were you not here? Why did you let my wife die? Why did you let that happen? And so, guess what? Answers come. Just the crickets. And guess what? As you're laying down, as you're crying and questioning and wondering and doubting, you're only going to hear crickets. Because there's no faith involved. And without faith, it is impossible. Not difficult, impossible to please God. He just needs you to get up. Because that right there is an act of faith. Without even a word, you've got heaven's attention. No more flopping. I'm telling you, that's what it's considered, I believe, in heaven when we lay down and cry and worry. It's flopping. Don't be a flopper. I'm so glad my mama didn't become a flopper because I was running away from the Lord. I thank God my mama wasn't a flopper. Amen. I'm glad my daddy wasn't a flopper. They were not flopper. I didn't come from a long line of floppers. And I don't want to be a spiritual flopper. And I've done it. We've all done it. Are y'all with me still? Do you see this simple message? That if he can just get you up, what's been keeping you down and depressed, and those low-level devils of feelings of inadequacy, that's where they come on you. They can't come on you when you're up. They can't come on you. And then you get up, and you get that word, and you sharpen that sword, and you start prophesying. You start prophesying. Amen? Are y'all okay? And so David's got a choice. Oh, God. And it gets worse. It don't get better. It gets worse. So if you think your situation, see, this is love, what I'm telling you. By me saying, get up, that's love. No, that don't seem like love. That seems like you're a little bitter. No. I want you to live. I want you to live. Get up. Amen. I'm telling you, God and all of heaven had their attention on David on that. Can you imagine that moment? And it wasn't God got him up. Look at God going. And it gets worse. And his men who he took in, who nobody else wanted, and train them to be the mighty men, they turn on him. And that'll happen. And so maybe you're down and people have turned on you. Close people, loved ones, family members. And it just seems like it's getting worse, 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 worse. Think about the woman with the issue of blood. She got up and got through. And it said things were getting worse for her. But she got up and she got through. And he said, darling, your faith, your get up faith your giddy up faith. Come on. Giddy, I got some cowboy in me. Don't look at me like that. Giddy up faith. Don't stay in that place. Get out of that. Don't go back to that place. Oh, I'm not at that place. And then you tell me about the place you were just at. Are y'all with me? That's getting up and leaving it. It is what it is. Now let's go forward. It is what it is. Now go forward. I know, but I messed up and it is what it is. Let's go forward. Get up. God will never leave you nor forsake you. All you got to do is get up. Amen. And if the devil can keep you down, that's why you hear about these depression. That's why you hear about feelings of inadequacy. That's the attack to keep them down. Who am I? Keep you down. I can't do it. You messed up. Keep you down. Yeah, but you got this and you got this going on. Keep you down. Just get up. Just get up and prophesy. Well, I don't feel. That's right. Don't look back. And I don't feel. It has nothing to do with feelings. If you want that, I'll come over and sing you feeling. Nothing more than I have a feeling. Feelings out of, I don't know the next word. What? Inadequacy. Feelings of inadequacy. And you're like, would you go home? No. If you're going to have feelings, I'm singing them to you. Just let me do my thing. And so they get rocks, and they've shown me over there, they weren't those rocks that David slung. They were big rocks that one rock would crush a skull. One rock. So he had these 400 men all with these rocks that all can crush his skull, and they're going to. I don't know if it's seconds away. I used to say minutes, but he could be seconds away from dying. I mean, that timeline's going down. And God would have had to get somebody else. Oh, now Chip. No, yes, he would have. Because David had a choice, and so do you. You're not his first choice, probably. None of us are. None of us are. Y'all understand what I mean by that? I don't mean that as a slam to you, but how many more are not going to get up? Why not you? What's keeping you down? Is this something that happened to you when you were a child? So, get up. Did your father abuse you? I know that's not funny, and I know that's nothing to laugh about. Get up. You'll die there. Get up. Stop talking about it. Stop meditating about it. Get up. Y'all didn't want to hear this. Amen. So David has a choice, and I mean muscles are tensing, and they're getting in the position, and David, something happens. The Bible says he encourages himself in the Lord. Is that a place that you would normally do that in the natural? When everything's gone. There's no reason. And why, God, have you forsaken me? Isn't that the same thing Jonah did in the whale? He got up spiritually, began to sacrifice. That's getting up. Are y'all with me? Turning that situation to praise. Turning that situation. And he got up and encouraged himself. How do you encourage yourself when you're by yourself? You have to remember. You have to think about. And that's why the Holy Spirit has been given to us to help us to remember what God has said and what he has done. Amen. And then that's what you meditate on. That's what you meditate on. That's what you prophesy. That's what you speak up. And it doesn't matter what's going on in voices and chatter that are coming. No, I'm getting up and I'm staying up. Glory to God. And I think about George Washington seeing that. I think about Robert E. Lee and whoever else, whatever general went in there. And God telling them to get up. Just get up. Give me some kind of faith. Give me some kind of thankfulness. Give me some kind of belief. Amen. But some of us, people, want him to do it. There is a getting up process. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. So David gets up and he encourages it. He thinks about the lion. He thinks about the bear. He remembers how God was there. He remembers that day. He remembered that day that I just showed you. And because his remembrance of that powerful God who helped him at that time, it saved not only him, but a nation and a kingdom. And he gets up and he goes. His mind is trying to say, yeah, but they're dead, and it's the Amalekites, and this and this. And he goes and he continues to get up and he goes in the presence of the Lord, and the Lord says, I will have you recover all. Now he could have done a flop right there. Oh! No, you didn't mean all, because the Amalekites got them. It's burnt down and it's too late. Y'all understand what I'm talking about, his thinking? But the Lord says, no, 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 it ain't over. And in your situation, it ain't over. And if your mind says there ain't no way that it can get any better, and there's no way, it's too late. Yeah, you don't know the God I serve, evidently. Praise the Lord. And so he says, you'll recover also. He goes, and they go. And for the first time, I love this part, because it's just like it's God shared this with me. For the first time in the history of the Amalekites, or the, how do you say it? Amalekites, okay. They couldn't touch them. Now, they normally kill them, rape them, kill them, and the whole bit, but they couldn't touch them. So they're trying to do those things, but they can't. So there's some kind of force field or something where they're, and they can't do it. So they take them for the first time as slaves. They take them. But they're still trying to do that, because that's what they do. But they can't do it. And so when David got there, there they were. And they were even better than they were before. The Bible says they were better. So if you can think about the children and the wives, and they recovered all of the spoils, and they left there. And if you don't know anything about spoils, every time you went into battle, they got, if you can imagine, you got possession of their banks. If we went into battle with Owasso, we would get their banks. We get their money that was in their banks. And so now we're feeling pretty cocky. We're going to SkyTech. That was easy. We'll send our JV. So our JV goes, and we get their banks. Not much money, but that's okay. Now we're going to go to Ulagal. We go to Ulagal, and we get. Now, do you see how this is all going on? Okay, well, that's what the Amalekites would do, and now David gets all of the spoils. They were so rich that it took days and days and days and days that everybody had enough for their family for the rest of their life, and they gave it away for days. It got better.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.